Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for
us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday, remember, for the Holy Day, we spoke in the sermon about the memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, and sought thine intercession was left unaided. And that's a thought that we want to continue to stay with all our life, really, but especially during this octave of the Immaculate Conception, that never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection was left unaided. We heard about St. Francis de Sales just yesterday and all of his temptations to despair. And when he went before Our Lady's altar and said the memorare, was delivered from all of his temptations to despair. It was once said, there was a conversation going on. It was St. Bridget saw it. There was a conversation going on between our Lord and his Blessed Mother. And in that conversation, it was said that Our Lady would even obtain the grace of conversion for Lucifer himself if only he humbled himself enough to ask for pardon. And that is the most beautiful thought, to think that Our Lady had that power if only Lucifer would humble himself. That's a thing that is impossible. He is already confirmed in his sin, and he will never humble himself enough to do that. But Our Lady could have that power, that sway over the heart of, over the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That is how powerful her prayers are. Something that we should never forget, especially as we pray for ourselves, seeing all of our sins and all of our past. And we should never despair over our sinful relatives either. And always keep in mind Our Lady's power. But we see in Our Lady's life, or rather in the church, the teaching of the church on Our Lady, just how important she is. She was the star that comes before the sun. She is the day star, if you will, and she is the one who ushered in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Were it not for her, God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, never would have been made man, therefore never could have suffered, never would have been crucified nor died, and there would be no redemption if it were not for Our Lady's generosity, her love for mankind, and a love for sinner, obviously. And we see all of the fact that all the graces that come to us, this is a teaching of the church that we must never forget, all graces that come down from heaven to us pass through Our Lady's hands. That's how important she is. She is the aqueduct, if you will. That's how some theologians refer to her as, the aqueduct through which all graces pass. She's also called sometimes the neck. In the mystical body, you see, our Lord is the head. We're the members, the trunk of the body, the arms and the fingers and the hands and everything else. And Our Lady is, you might say, the neck. And everything, all the nourishment has to pass through the neck. And that is Our Lady. All graces pass through her before they come into our souls. It's always important to go to her in all of our needs. Never let a day go by when you are not praying to her for some need or thanking her for some grace, because it's all because of her that you have them. Think of the history of the world and all the graces that have come to us through her. First of all, the redemption, as I just said. And then you think of the graces of the Holy Rosary and how Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic and gave him the rosary. And that was Our Lady's way of destroying the Albigensian heresy. And it was the way of saving so many souls. And they say that in our day and for the future, more souls will be saved through the rosary and the scapula. And that is something to keep in mind. We think of Saint Catherine of Siena, and how in France Our Lady appeared to her, and our Saint Catherine's guardian angel led her. It was around midnight, I think, led her down the dark corridors of the hallway in the convent into the chapel, and there Our Lady was, and Saint Catherine knelt there in front of her and rested her hands in Our Lady's lap and had a discussion with her. And then eventually the miraculous medal was struck up, and so many graces have come to us through that medal. And then the Battle of Lepanto and all of the other graces. And think in your own life too. The fact that you're here in these pews, it's all that grace came from our Lord through Our Lady. The fact that you are here with the true priest and the true sacraments and all of these wonderful devotions that we have and benediction. The fact that we even have the Holy Eucharist. Think of it. We wouldn't have the Holy Eucharist were it not for Our Lady. Because it is not only the divinity of Christ that is present there, but his flesh and blood, which was provided by the Blessed Virgin Mary. All of these things come through Our Lady, all of the graces you receive. So what's the practical lesson to be drawn from all of this? Well, we must love Our Lady. What does loving someone mean? It means more than just feelings and sentiments. It means well-wishing, first of all. How do you give well-wishing to Our Lady? Well, by wishing that she always be honored by all of mankind, by spreading devotion to her, whether it's explaining Our Lady to her, to others, or passing out pamphlets that explain devotion to her, whatever it is, pray that more people love Our Lady, because without her, so many graces are lost. And then, secondly, to offer things in her honor, sacrifices, prayers, devotions. Those are all ways of honoring her. But above all, remember that devotion to Mary consists in imitating her virtues, especially her love of holy purity, which is a virtue that is lacking in our day and age. Why is that? Because the world has gotten rid of the Mass, and the world has gotten rid of devotion to Our Lady. And so all of her virtues are falling away from the world. Have devotion to her, imitate her holy purity and modesty and her humility as well, and her deep faith. Her faith was so great, by the way, as a sort of a side note, that did the Jews and the Romans not crucify her son? Her faith was so deep, and she knew that he had to die on the cross for our redemption. Her faith was so deep that she would have taken the nails and the hammer and crucified Jesus if no one else had. Because so deep was her faith, she knew that he had to die for the redemption of mankind. And that's a wonderful thing. So love Our Lady and ask her every day, each and every day, for a greater devotion to her, because that is one of the great marks of predestination, one of the great signs that you are on your way to heaven, devotion to our Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.